Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 340 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. All right, well, my first guest today is a realtor at Legacy Realty. It's been a while since we've had him on the podcast, so it's nice to have him back. He is Andy Logan. Andy, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Hey, good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. A little chilly today, but boy, we're right in the thick of March Madness. It's been a fun couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It's been a blast.
You've been watching a lot of these games?
I have. You know, I've been rooting for all of them, especially Iowa State, but Iowa and UNI too. So it's fun having them all in there.
I didn't see Iowa's run here to the Elite Eight, man.
Oh, I didn't see it either, but good for them.
I did go to the Iowa State game Sunday down in St. Louis. That was a blast. And not going tonight, obviously, but if they win, I think we're planning to go Sunday as well. So, yeah, it'd be crazy to have two of our teams in the Elite Eight.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Well, we did have some warm weather there here recently, so you've had a chance to get out and golf at all?
I played once, and it was in Mexico, actually. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looked like you had a little bit of a tan there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was my son's senior trip. So,
now, your sons are all done golfing, right? Here,
they are. They are, yes. It's hard to believe. It's gone by in a flash, but...
Well, I know I'd always see you out there at the golf meet. You're probably going to miss that, aren't you?
I will, yes. I've tried to get out to a few of them and watch some of the younger guys. So
Sure. Well, we can talk some real estate, too. What's new in your world there?
Yeah, so actually we have a brand new development over east of the interstate at the Pines, it's called. And we have 22 new units of buy-attached homes for MJ Properties. So our first two being 1604 and 1608 Northeast 25th. Great properties, really decked out, 1,724 on the main and almost 800 finished down.
Oh, okay. Well, I know my wife goes over there to Costco to walk about every day. Yeah. I don't get over there that way too much. Is it close to Costco then?
Or? It is. It's just straight south of it, actually. So right off of Northeast Frisk and 25th. They run right into each other.
Oh, okay. Well, that area is really booming over there, isn't it?
It's amazing. I mean, as a longtime Ankeny guy, to see the change is incredible.
I haven't checked like the market rates lately. How are they looking?
You know, they bumped up again a little bit here, but I think things will settle down and they'll bump back down a little bit. They're between like 5, 8, and 6 right now. So for a while there, we were at about 5.5, which was fantastic.
Did the start of this Iran war, did that change the rates at all?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely it did. It's changed everything. So
yeah. Probably not for the better.
Probably not for the better at this point. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be done with this soon and things can get back to normal.
So, absolutely.
Well, anything else that you want to let people know about right now?
You know, just it's great to be a Cyclone, great to be a Hawkeye in the state right now and come out and see us. I guess we're still Foundation, but MJ does have some single family homes over there that are open. Come out and see them and so support MJ Properties and Ankeny.
Do you guys have like open house on the weekends or?
Yes, MJ does out there. Ron and I do not yet at this point because we're just in Foundation. So
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, hey, Andy, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, Dan.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right. Well, my other guest today is one of my former teammates on a men's rec league basketball team here in town, but that's not why I'm having him on the podcast today. He happens to be the uncle of both Nate and Taylor Heisey, and I wanted to get his thoughts on Iowa State's run in the NCAA tournament and the gold medal victory by the U.S. Olympic women's hockey team. He is Joe Flynn. Joe, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Thanks, Dan. Good to be here.
Hey, you bet. Well, of course, we're right in the thick of a March Madness, so I mostly want to talk about what it's been like for you to follow Nate and the Cyclones these last two seasons. But let's start with some hockey talk. I know you had a chance to go over to Milan for one of the early round games at the Olympics, and that must have been an incredible experience. How long were you over in Italy?
So it was kind of interesting. We weren't planning on going over. We were actually, my wife was in Spain for a work trip, and probably a year prior to that, we made arrangements to go to Spain. And my son, Chris, and his wife, Anna, were going to join us. And after her meeting, we were just going to kind of visit Spain and didn't really think too much about the Olympics. And then the schedule came out and we kind of joked, well, that first game, we could just bop over to Spain and watch Taylor play, and just joking about it. And then my daughter-in-law, Anna, who's very good at planning things, kind of put the pieces together to say, you know what, we can actually make this happen. So the last night, or the second to last night in Spain, we flew from Barcelona to Milan, got an Airbnb. The next day, that first game that Taylor played in, we got to watch that and had to leave basically in the third period because we had to get back to, so we could fly back to the States from Barcelona. So it was a real quick trip, but it was a great experience. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, I'll be honest, I didn't get a chance to watch much of the Olympics, but I know Taylor played a key role for the team, and I believe she had an assist on the game-winning goal that secured the gold medal. Now, have you seen her since the team came back from the Olympics, and have you actually seen the gold medal?
We have not. She sent a picture of her and her grandpa, which would be Nate's grandpa as well, of course, a picture. He had the gold medal around his neck. So I know she's back playing for the Frost. That's the professional hockey league. So she hasn't had a chance to see Nate play yet, but I guess she is going to be at tonight's game, the Elite Eight. So she'll probably be right behind the bench, and I'm sure the camera is going to find her at some point.
Well, I saw that picture that you sent of the big group that you had at Nate's senior day, I think. And I guess I didn't look at it closely enough. Maybe she was there for that, but I guess not.
No, a lot of Nate's girlfriend, a lot of people think it's actually Taylor, but no, she couldn't make that either because, again, with her professional hockey obligation. So,
now, of course, Taylor and Nate both grew up in Minnesota, so I assume that's where her love of hockey comes from, right?
Yeah, so it's she started out a hoops player just like Nate. Actually, Nate's mom and dad both played hoops at Wisconsin River Falls. That's where they met. And but you know, I think there was just like a hockey camp or something when she was maybe in third or fourth grade. She went to it and kind of fell in love with it, and kind of the rest is history, I guess.
Well, you grew up in Iowa, like I did. You're from Bettendorf, right?
Yep.
And of course, we don't have high school hockey here. I mean, I followed a little bit, but I couldn't tell you what's going on if I watched a game. So have you learned more about the sport over the years?
A little bit. I can tell you that watching it live is so much better than on TV. I still have to ask questions. So yeah, when she started playing, she had to go to a different high school because Lake City High School did not have hockey. So she actually started varsity as a seventh grader, and you could even tell just as when she was in seventh grade that she was going to be something special at that point.
Yeah, I was reading up on her today, and yeah, I saw that she was a six-year varsity player. Of course, here in Iowa, you can't do that. No matter how good you are, you can't play
right.
6 years. So.
Yeah, no, a little different up there.
Now, I know a couple of reporters who have covered various Olympics in the past, and I've heard some stories about, you know, what a chore it can be to get around to the venues, and there's so much security in place that it just takes a long time to get anywhere. Now, it doesn't sound like you were there very long, but what was your experience like there? Did you kind of run into that too?
So I was kind of expecting that, and to be honest, I thought it would be a little worse than it was, but it was a little tricky. There, you know, we were there Thursday before the opening ceremony, but obviously events had started. And there was still construction going on, and it wasn't too hard to get around. You know, going through security to actually get into the hockey venue was a little tricky, but from what I was anticipating, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, I'm sure you ran into some people over there, even though you weren't there very long. You know, literally people from all over the world come to the Olympics. You know, I don't know how many different languages you probably heard, but I mean, did you meet some interesting people there?
Again, weren't there that long, but definitely a melting pot. That first morning in Milan, we were down by, I guess it was called the Duomo or something like that. But you could see all different kinds of countries being represented with you know, garb and gear. I was actually wearing my Nate Cyclone gear, expecting to maybe get a shout out, but over there I actually did not get a shout out. But it was fun. I wish we would have stayed longer. As luck would have it, her parents didn't go to that first game, so we represented the family, actually got free tickets, which made it maybe a little bit easier. So, no, it worked out really well.
Now, how big is the city of Milan? Is it kind of a big city or not really?
Again, we didn't see that much of it. I think it's probably the second or third largest city in Italy. But, again, my daughter-in-law, Anna, is very good at the transportation because, you know, it's all public transportation. Subways and taxis, but it went without a hitch.
Well, I know I heard Dan Patrick talking about one of the Olympics that he covered in Russia. I forget which city it was, but he said when they, you know, you walk around and had these beautiful buildings, but it was like a fake building with like the movie sets, you know, with the construction or whatever.
Yep. And so we saw a little bit of that. And again, we were only there that one day, but certainly a lot of security. Every once in a while, you turn a corner and there's somebody with an automatic rifle or whatever. And luckily, no incidents that way.
Well, yeah, I was looking up that info on Taylor, and I see that she just turned 26 years old. Of course, she's been playing for the various national teams for many years. And like you mentioned, she's also a member of the Minnesota Frost of the Professional Women's Hockey League. You know, so is there any reason to believe that she won't be playing in the Olympics again in a few years?
No, I think that's her plan. She was actually the prior Olympics, I think she was like the last, the cut. She actually, that was, I think, during COVID, she had a chance to go over as a sub kind of late in the game, and she chose not to. And that's when she had a kind of got a chip on her shoulder because she wasn't selected. And her senior year at the University of Minnesota, that's when she won basically the equivalent of the Heisman for women's hockey as the best player in college. So she kind of used that snubbing to motivate her. So. But yeah, I think sure her plan is to play again one more time in 4 years. So,
all right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast and is the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic as well. We appreciate their support. We record our podcast every week over here in the Cyclone Fanatic offices. We have the luxury of looking at photos of Chris Williams and Jake Brand and Rob Gray while we're recording the podcast. So that's just a wonderful experience if you know those guys. So anyway, we're talking with Joe Flynn, the uncle of Nate and Taylor Heisey, and let's talk some hoops now. We are recording this podcast on Friday morning, and the Cyclones, of course, will be playing Tennessee later tonight in the Sweet 16 in Chicago. You told me earlier in the week that your wife is headed over there, but you're going to wait and maybe go on Sunday if they win. Is that right?
Yeah, I get a little worked up on these games, and I had a chance to go today, but Paula just left. She's got one of Nate's. You get 6 tickets per game, so she's going to be right behind the bench, so she'll be on TV quite a bit as well tonight.
But nice.
Hopefully, I got my fingers crossed that they come out with a victory, and then I might head that way Sunday. So,
well, that's my plan, is to go Sunday. If they win tonight, that's what we did last week. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel about this game? Do you like their chances?
I don't know. I do. I really enjoyed watching them play last weekend. I think if they play like that, with or without, you know, Jefferson, I think they're going to be in really good shape.
Yeah, I had an uneasy feeling about that Kentucky game. And then, of course, you know, they got off to the bad start before they came back. You know, I do feel better about this game because I think Kentucky and Tennessee are somewhat similar. But the fact that I feel better about it kind of makes me uneasy.
So. I know. You're a lot like me.
Well, yeah, the big question tonight, of course, is whether or not Joshua Jefferson will play. And like you said, I do think the Cyclones can beat Tennessee without him. But if they have to play Michigan on Sunday, you know, that could be a different story. You know, so I could see TJ maybe holding him out tonight if he's not 100%. He's probably not going to be 100% the rest of the tournament. You know, do you think there's much of a chance that he'd play tonight?
Boy, I actually thought we'd see him last week. So I think we'll see him a little bit. But, again, if he's not in there, if they, you know, played like they played Sunday, you know, they play totally different without him in the middle. Nate in particular, you know, he likes to drive. When I watched him at UNI, that was his game. But obviously with J-Jeff in there, he doesn't have that opportunity. But you saw that last week of what he can do if he's not there. So.
Oh, for sure. And, of course, the defense is different without Jefferson. I mean, he helps you on the boards. But I thought the defense on the perimeter especially was more tenacious without them. So, well, Joe, this has been an exciting run for you the last 2 years since Nate transferred from UNI to Iowa State. You know, I don't know if you grew up as an Iowa State fan or not, but I know you went to school there like I did and have been a longtime fan, you know, since then. What was your initial reaction when you found out that Nate was transferring to Iowa State?
So when his dad was telling me, you know, because he committed to UNI to play 4 years, and he played 4 years, and he always said that he might pursue another year or two somewhere else. And when his dad mentioned the two teams that were in the running, I was pretty shocked when Iowa State was one of them. And I never thought I'd see it, to be honest with you, but it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I grew up a lifelong Cyclone fan, being on from Eastern Iowa. That was an oddity back then. But so it kind of added a whole nother level of stress as I watch these games when you know somebody that plays. But it's been a lot of fun, and I hope it continues like another couple weeks.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, full disclosure here. We have a group of guys, you know, we used to play hoops together, and we occasionally meet up to watch a game. So I know from having discussed this with you before, Joe, you know, as much as you do enjoy watching Nate play and have been thrilled for his success, you know, it hasn't always been easy to watch. I think you even said at one point that you're looking forward, you know, to him, you know, finishing his career. You know, it sounds like watching a game really takes a lot out of you.
It's bittersweet. My family is makes fun of me that they don't want to be around me during the game. So, you know, home games, you know, we've had season tickets the last 2 years, you know, just because I know Nate, I don't get a break on the season ticket. So our seats are pretty high up in the rafters, but occasionally we'll get an opportunity to sit down low with the parents. And I always choose to sit up high away from everybody because I get worked up. But
I don't blame you. Yeah. Well, of course, Nate, you know, has played great in the postseason, and he has really stepped up in Jefferson's absence. But, you know, he has had some ups and downs over the last 2 years, you know, especially with his three-point shooting, where he has struggled at times. So is it just that you worry about how he's going to play, or is it you worry about the fans' reaction at times?
More for him, and he's a tough kid. That stuff doesn't bother him. But, yeah, I always say, unfortunately, now I'd rather see Nate play well and maybe the guys lose. But, no, it you know, and you hear stuff, especially in the stands, sometimes if he's not playing well. But I know what kind of kid he is, and it doesn't get to him. But I'm really happy when he has success, for sure. There's nothing better to see somebody that you know have a lot of success. So.
Why not? How hard the fan can be on players at times. You know, Jefferson had that bad game at Arizona. Some of the stuff I heard or read was just ridiculous. I mean, this guy's an All-American. I mean, you know, they're going to have a bad game once in a while. And our mutual friend, Tony Rhodes, when his brother coached at Iowa State, I know he tried to shut out a lot of the noise because you just don't want to hear it. So he tried to shut out some of that stuff.
Yep. If it's not such a great game, I'll stay off of the social media. And again, I know they make money. They make a lot more money than a lot of us, but they're still, you know, 22 years old, and they're gonna have ups and downs. But no, it's it'll be bittersweet when it ends. But I think my heart will be much more healthy when I don't have to sit through some of these stressful games.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, well, I've certainly enjoyed watching Nate play the last 2 years. He's been a great addition to the team. I just love his toughness, and he's just one of those guys that really knows his role and just excels at all the little things that you need from guys like that. And yeah, you must be awfully proud of him.
Yeah, no, it's you know, a lot of most fans just see him from quick little interviews and see him on the court, but off the court, really good guy. Just heart's in the right place. You know, he's got a plan for his life. He's going to go play overseas, I think, just for more of the experience. No, good kid for sure.
We got in a little bit of a tussle there with the Tennessee State guys. He's got a little bit of a nasty streak to him, doesn't he?
He does. Again, he's a quiet guy, but don't underestimate him. He'll get in there and scrap if he has to.
Well, I'm sure he'll have to do that tonight. Tennessee's a tough team, best offensive rebounding team in the country, so that'll be a challenge for him. So, but should be a great game. Looking forward to it. Joe, enjoy watching the game, or try to enjoy it. Hope we have a win. Maybe I'll see you on Sunday in Chicago.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We talked with Realtor Andy Logan, and then we had Joe Flynn, the uncle of Nate and Taylor Heisey. I appreciate the time from both of those gentlemen. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.